straight down the middle. There is the full time whistle. Conor Lane has blown it all up here in Clonus on Donegal's return to Clonus for their first time in 3 years here at this venue. They're back, and they're back with a bang. They're back with a victory, and they've done it impressively with a second half performance, defeating Cavan on a final scoreline of 216 to 16 points, and those second half goals from Conor O'Donnell, and also getting in on the score sheet with the other goal, Patrick McBertie, and that proved to be the difference between the two sides. The two big scores for Donegal, sending them back to an Ulster final, where of course they will await the winners of either Derry or Monaghan. Yeah. We've had a cracking game of football here today. It was really, really enjoyable, and Donegal grinded it out in the second half. They got those goals that sent them back to the decider.
Brilliant, yeah, brilliant game of football, Ash, and I totally agree with you. I thoroughly enjoyed the game the whole way through. Some fantastic features, some fantastic fielding, score taken, and you know, the crucial score, as you correctly said, came from Conor O'Donnell. That goal, there was an air of good fortune about it, but he took it so calmly, and really that was the deciding moment of the game. And again, of course, Patrick finished it off with another brilliant finish later on. But Donegal were asked a lot of questions today. You have to give great kudos to Cavan. They asked questions of this Donegal team. They came in a Division 4 team, no one gave them a chance, and they really put it up to Donegal. And that's what Donegal, or Declan Bonner's management team, can take a lot of solace out coming home from Clonus tonight, so they can, that they answered the questions that were asked of them. The team stood up and were counted when it was really, really needed, and there were some superb performances all over the field for Donegal. I see this man who coming over here, Rowan Banny, must be given a man of the match, and it's thoroughly deserved, because he was absolutely sublime. And early in the game, when they needed something, when they needed someone driving forward, Owen Bann took the game to Cavan and gave an absolutely superb performance. But there were great performances all over the field. You know, we mentioned Keelan Moore, I thought he was really good. Stephen McMenamin and Brendan McCall stuck to their task, but Ryan McHugh was coming more and more back to himself, and he really is showing what he's capable and how important. And a couple of his kick passes were sublime there in the last five minutes. He just ping balls 60 yards up the field in front of a man the way a forward wants it, running onto the ball. And you know, Owen McFadden Ferry came into the Parlin Morgan had a great game, so he had middle of the field. Jason McGee was superb again, he was in the right place, so his defensive work is really, really, and he won't get a lot of stars for that, but some of his defensive work is fantastic, and he really did it very well today. Thought Keelan McGonigal when he came into the game made a big difference. He had a great energy to that middle third of the field. He's not afraid to drive it, the opposition defence, and he created havoc for that Cavan defence every time he ran it. And up front then, you know, it was a good performance all around from the front six. So it was Michael Lang and Shane O'Donnell, Kieran Thompson, half forward line, they were always available. They contested everything, they made themselves available for the ball. And then Michael Murphy, you know, in that first 5 or 10 minutes of the second half, when that game was still in the melting pot, Michael Murphy was the man. He was showing, he was wanting to get on the ball, he was creating opportunities for other players around him, bringing other players into the game. Patrick McBrady came good in the end, quiet enough game for a lot of the game, but that's a sign of a quality forward. Ended up with 1-2 or 1-3. And Jamie Brennan, it'll be great relief to Donegal supporters that he's back on form. Kick 4 or 5 points today, was a threat all day on the ball, ran himself into the ground. I saw him chasing Conor Moya to the edge of the game there, and he was out on his feet, and they brought on Aaron Doherty for him after seeing that. But like, listen, really good performance from Donegal. They'll be really happy to get into an Ulster final where they'll be coming up against Derry or Monaghan, and they can be happy with their progression. It's, you know, we spoke about consistency of performance before the game, Oisín, and now they've got that consistency of performance. They played well against Armagh. They took the task that was in front of them today that Cavan presented, and they answered all the questions that were asked of them. So bring on the Ulster final, and it's brilliant to be back in another one as a Donegal supporter.
Yeah, let's just recap on the game. We'll go back to the first half. On three occasions, Donegal were trailing by 3 points against Cavan. On 17 minutes, it was 5-2. On 22 minutes, it was 8-5. And in the 25th minute, it was 9-6. Donegal having to come from 3 points down on three occasions, but at the break, they went in level. And for the first time in the tie, Donegal actually led. In that opening 10-minute period, they've hit 4 unanswered scores to lead by 13 points to 10. But we didn't rule out Cavan at that stage, because they did come charging back. In the intervening period between the 9th and the 22nd minute, they outscored Donegal 4-1 to level it up at 14 points apiece. But we were then really in the melting pot in the tie, and that's when we needed big scores, and two huge scores came. The first of those two goals was Conor O'Donnell, the second half substitute on 26 minutes. That put Donegal in a commanding 4-point lead. And then Patrick McBertie on 33 minutes, he sealed the deal with the second goal as Donegal went 216 to 15 in front. Cavan did see it out with a score at the end of the game, but a 6-point advantage in the end. It finished up 216 to 16 points. If we look at Donegal's contribution today, obviously the two men with them goals, Patrick McBurty on top of the goals, also on top of the goal, also hit 4 points. Jimmy Brennan had 5 today. Michael Murphy stepped up with his usual contribution, but we also had scores in the game coming as well from Kieran Thompson, Keelan McGonigal also chipping in, adding their worth to the game as well, their value to the game, and not forgetting about Pater Mogan as well. Maybe the only downside from today was the injury picked up by Hugh McFadden. It seemed to be like a concussion type injury. Hopefully that won't rule him out over the next couple of weeks, and hopefully on the injury front Donegal are able to maintain the level of players available to them as what they did coming into this game. They had a full deck to choose from bar Oisin Gallon. We hope come Ulster final day that will be key as well. But in the end, it's been a victory for Donegal. They have seen it out, winning by 2 goals, 216 to 16 points. Up next is an Ulster final on the last Sunday of May. We wait to see who it is going to be, because still to come, Derry against Monaghan in the second semi-final next week, and I'm sure if you're a neutral, you'll be hoping for a cracking game like we had today. I see Jamie Brennan also been spoken to down below as well, so we're trying to figure out who got the man of the match. It was either Owen Bahan or it was Jamie Brennan. There's two actual man of the matches, we've been told, because there are two different broadcasters. One is BBC, one is RTE. RTE have given it to Owen Bahan Gallagher. Jimmy Brennan has picked up the man of the match for BBC. Who's your man of the match? I'm going with Jason McGee.
I'm going with Owen Bahan Gallagher, because as a defender myself, I thought he was superb, both on the back foot, on the front foot. But listen, you could give it to Jason McGee, you could give it to Jimmy Brennan. I think it is really positive that Jimmy Brennan is back in a vein of form again. It'll do his confidence the world of good, because playing in the forwards is all about being confident. It's all about getting your confidence, and you know Jamie would get a lot out of that game today. But listen, overall, man of the match doesn't reel an awful lot. I think what's really interesting, I'm looking at the Donegal team, you know, it's not a warm down. The likes of Keelan McGonigal came in on at half time. We're doing a bit of training down here. Oran McFadden Ferry, Conor O'Donnell, players that have played 20, 30 minutes football. It shows you that Donegal are really focused and they're going to be ready for this Ulster final when it comes.
My first question, or my first, what I said to you first, Brendan, when we started our commentary ahead of the senior game, that it was fantastic to be back in Clonus, and it's even better now heading back down the road to Donegal off the back of a victory in our return to Clonus.
Oh, it certainly is, you know, and we love coming up here to Clonus. We've had so many good days over here and some not so good days over the last 10 years, but the atmosphere up here was fantastic. Crowds back at football matches was fantastic. But the big thing today, the quality of the football, the quality that we saw here in front of us on St. Tiernan Park in Clonus, I just thought I really enjoyed it the whole way through from start to finish. And again, I'm giving credit to Cavan in that respect. They went out to play the game. There was no nastiness, there was hard hits, there was good honest play in it, but the game was played to a fantastic level. We saw some of the great skills of Gaelic football, and it was a great advertisement for Ulster football, for the much maligned Ulster football and the critics out there that give it a lot of a hard time. But I really enjoyed that. I don't think you'll get to see a better game all year.
Yeah, I enjoyed it too. Hope you enjoyed it listening in to our coverage today. Many thanks to Highland Motors in the Mountaintop and Letterkenny for their continued support. And we're going to leave you on a note of double joy for Donegal. We cannot forget about the senior ladies who set the tone for today as they were convincing winners against Cavan. And in the end, Donegal turned out to be convincing winners in the men's as well. So both parties heading down the road happy from a Donegal point of view, the senior men's and the senior ladies, both looking forward now to provincial deciders. We may or may not get some reaction for you before we go off air at 6 o'clock. If not, it will be available shortly on our website, highlandradio.com. That's it from Clonus. My thanks to Brendan and to Kieran for keeping us right as well. Hope you all enjoyed it as we return to the studio.